What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Kajewski here for Awesome Odds, and we are back talking all things Monday Night Football. We are going to round out Week 11 of the NFL season in style here. We've got the Giants. We've got Tampa Bay. And then we'll turn our sights to Thanksgiving. But before we do that, of course, we're going to find some best bets, picks, and everything in between for this game here. Before we dive into that, Matt, I do want to say our friends at BetMGM sponsoring this video. If you click the link in the description of this video and you are a new user, deposit $10 or more at BetMGM, you're going to get that risk-free bet of up to $1,000. In addition, 3 free months of Awesome Plus Platinum. That's going to cover you for all things betting, all things DFS, all sports. So we have got you covered there. I'm going to get things started here, Matt. I know you just did a show and you've been talking on the showdown side about this matchup. I look at it, I always like to take a side or a total if I have a lean. It's a 10.5 point spread. Of course, if I was backing Tampa Bay, I'd prefer to find 10. I don't see it out there. I think I'm okay still laying the points though at 10.5. And it's a situation, you know, obviously right now Tampa has shown they're certainly not invincible and the Giants are kind of the Giants, but I do think that maybe things are being overvalued. And we were talking a little before the show, and I'm going to kind of steal what you were saying, and it's very true. When we look at what the Giants have been doing in recent weeks, you know, week 7, they beat Carolina, a Carolina team that was a disaster. They were rotating quarterbacks, a lot of issues. They kept it very close in Arrowhead. Credit to them there, but I think we all saw the Chiefs. I don't know what they did, but at that point, the Chiefs were struggling against a lot of competition. That wasn't a shock. And then they beat a Las Vegas team that is completely in shambles at this point. I think this is a massive step up. Saquon coming back is great, but I don't know if that's really going to transform this offense. You obviously can't run against Tampa Bay anyway. And then on the other side, we're going to be talking about this. Tampa's offense is very, very good. Obviously, the passing game, I think, causes problems. When you throw that much, I'm going to lay the 10.5. It never feels great, Matt, but I think that it's bucks or pass for me tonight.
That's definitely how I feel about the game, too. You mentioned all the reasons I like Tampa Bay, and they're just coming off kind of a sleepy performance. They come out of the bye, they play Washington, and they lose by 10. Brady throws 2 interceptions, very uncharacteristic of him. But at the same time, this is a Tampa Bay offense that leads the league in points per game, arguably the most explosive offense, and I think that's borne out in a lot of metrics here. How do the Giants keep up? The Giants have a poor offensive line. That's going to be a mismatch against a strong Tampa Bay pass rush. You don't have Sterling Shepard in the game. I know you get back Saquon, which you mentioned, but at what point is Saquon in his rehab? Is he fully healthy? Do we get a 50% snap share Saquon? Is that even enough to overcome the matchup? I do like Tampa Bay against the spread, and I think if you're not comfortable with a half a point you're getting here, this could be a spot where maybe you look at like an alternate line to get some plus money if you think Tampa Bay blows them out. You could do this by like 13.5 at plus money, which is something I like too, as long as you get a pretty decent number on it. But I do think it's Tampa Bay or pass.
Yeah, that's a good point that you can find some alternative numbers, alt lines and whatnot. And you're not really crossing any key numbers at that point, unless you can find 10, which is not really out there. You mentioned it's been like this all season with the Giants. And I know in the player prop world, it's been ridiculous because one guy goes in, one guy goes out, Shepard, Galladay, Tony, Saquon, they've all been banged up at times. Given who we know the personnel will be tonight, what do you think about the Giants personnel? Is there any players that you're looking to short or buy low on? Maybe the book's undervaluing them.
I think there's a lot of pass catchers undervalued for the Giants. So they're coming off, of course, like the game against Las Vegas where they end up winning. And then you mentioned some of the other games they played previously. Kansas City was a really low scoring environment overall, and then they just routed Carolina. When you look at Daniel Jones over the course of the year, he's kind of in a little lull right now. He's actually only been below 30 pass attempts one time this year. There was a second time, but he got hurt in the game, so I'm going to exclude that. In all the games Daniel Jones has played all of the snaps, he's only been below 30 attempts one time, and it was in their most recent contest. We don't have Sterling Shepard here, so I think the most likely beneficiary is Kadarius Toney. And cross-referencing this with our props, we have a ton of value towards the over on his receiving yards. I saw this at 38.5, but it appears to be moving quickly, and I believe the best you can get it right now is 40.5. So as soon as you see this video, it would be one I jump on immediately. But Tony's going to fill in more one-for-one in the Sterling Shepard role than any other player. He's a guy they use in a gadget role. You'll see him on a lot of little screen-type plays because he is so good with the ball in his hands. So I think he brings you that solid floor in terms of receiving. And then the volume should be there without Shepard. They're projected to lose this game by 10.5 points, according to bookmakers. It's a spot where the Giants should be throwing. The Giants are already throwing a lot this year, and Tony's filling in for a voluminous role that Sterling Shepard typically plays.
Yeah, I'm going to buy on Kadarius Toney as well. And just to make it unanimous, go to oddshopper.com and you can check out all our projections. They love the over on that bet as well. So I think that the books aren't fully realizing Toney's role in this offense. And you mentioned they get him the ball in space. They get him the ball in a lot of different ways. I don't know why that would change tonight, particularly when I think we all think they're going to be trailing throughout and the passing volume could be increased across the board. So I'm with you there. I'm going to round things out. I'm going back to the Tampa Bay side very quickly. And it's kind of what I said before. Tampa Bay is a team that they throw the ball pretty much all the time, regardless. They're throwing the ball pass play percentage 67% of the time. And that's for a team that's still usually winning the game. And they still throw the ball. And Brady has 34 or more attempts in every single game this year. All of that to me means even if they get up in this game, Brady's still going to be throwing. And I look at his passing yards prop. It's not, I don't say, oh, this is a complete misprice. Like, to me, Tony's, I don't really understand why that line is so low. Brady's, I think, is just a little short. It's at 294.5 passing yards. I lean over there. I think he's going to crack the 300-yard bonus tonight, and it's just a volume thing. Even if they get up, the guy's going to throw the ball upwards of 40 times. You've got Gronk. You've got these other guys, of course, still in the lineup. And there's really nothing with the Giants that I'm worried about, you know, defense-wise. This is a prolific offense, as you mentioned. It's just the simple fact that all things run through Brady. Even in positive game scripts for the team, I don't see them just saying, all right, we're going to run, you know, Leonard Fournette 40 times, 30 times. That just doesn't happen. They throw the ball. I don't see that would change here. 294.5 is a hanging line. I see 298 out there. I think this could push towards 300 as we get closer to kick. So take advantage of that. I lean over there. Pair that up with Tampa Bay winning this game and covering, and you got a nice little play there.
I agree with you. And I think the one thing you can hang your hat on is just how much Tampa Bay is passing. Yep. A lot of these quarterbacks in these teams, it matters what kind of game script they're playing in. But with Tampa Bay, it just simply does not. They're leading the NFL in points per game. That obviously suggests they're in a lot of positive game scripts. But even so, they're not using Leonard Fournette in a voluminous workload. It is Brady. And even near the red zone, it's an area where they'll continue to throw the ball. So the over on Brady props are always of interest to me. We're in complete agreement.
He's got that rushing yards prop at 0.5 right now. That'll be.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
That's a straight barn burner. That's for the Awesome-O Odds Betting Show. You can find it on this channel. And if you enjoy this type of content, and of course, college hoops, college football, me and Matt talking about that all the time, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and let us know in the comments. Is there anything else that we should be on tonight? We want to hear your thoughts for this game, but we're going to bounce on out of here. Good luck, friends. Enjoy Monday Night Football. We'll be back more with more content here at the Awesome-O Odds channel.